Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast. This is Chapter 4.
Welcome to Mintland!
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're a mint red.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Welcome to Mintland the Podcast. We are getting into Chapter 4, The March to Jams. In this chapter, I describe the summer months with the peppermints in 2014, and the summer months are very challenging, as most know. Whether you're a parent or you've been in an all-star cheerleading team, July, August, and September can be a huge challenge. First of all, it's hot, right? It's in the dead of summer in Marietta. It's balmy, to say the least. It's very hot. The gym gets, warm. You're doing a lot of experimentation. You're trying a lot of new things. Things aren't going very well. But if you ask any good team, they will tell you that championships are formed in July, August, and September. It's typically the bonds and the relationships formed during this time, during this trial and error period, that can make a team very special. And in this chapter, not only does the team start to bond together as a group, but they also really start an amazingly incredible, touching relationship with the 2015 world champion, Peach Rays. And this chapter kind of starts to describe and piece together that relationship. So without further ado, I'm gonna jump into Chapter 4. I hope you enjoy. Chapter 4, The March to Jams. Practices continued, and the team pieced together their routine. It was coming together. Peppermint started the year as a large mini-team. With so many kids that needed to work together as a team, the athletes needed to bond. The parents felt that a little team-building exercise would be a great start to the season. We organized a simple potluck picnic outing at a local park, so the kids could get together, blow off some steam, and have fun. On the surface, it sounded like a great idea. We had lunch after practice together as a team, had a few treats, and played a few games. It was interesting to watch the kids play games. They instantly started cheering for each other, not against each other. In the hula hoop contest, once someone was out, they immediately began cheering for the others still in the game. It was not earth-shattering, but it was something that struck me as unique. That small bit of kindness would blossom in the future. The parents began to chat amongst themselves to get more familiar with each other. It started out as a great time for all to get to know one another. One thing you need to know about a group of stingrays: you will not be able to leave them unattended for any period of time. If you are not attentive, you will have to deal with them potentially giving you a heart attack. Every 2 to 3 minutes, we would have to stop the kids from building huge pyramids in gravel, tumbling on the cement, building stunt sequences off the side of garbage cans. You know, the normal stuff cheerleaders do in their free time. After about 15 minutes of this, the parents thought it might be a good idea to move the kids from the picnic area over to the park and slides so they could blow off some more steam. I concurred that was a fabulous idea. As we moved the team over to the park area, a few members darted toward the slides and the monkey bars. That lasted all of about 5 minutes. The team went back to doing what they know best, to have fun cheering. They began to create their own mini routine and stunt for fun. The team was having a blast and working together. The parents were all chatting amongst themselves. After about 15 minutes, there was a small commotion going on where the team was playing. It seemed a few young boys were at the park saying something to the peppermints. We could not make out what was being said, but you could tell it was competitive in nature. As the discussion grew in intensity, you could see more of the group getting involved. It seemed the boys were challenging the peppermints. One thing you need to know about a group of cheerleaders: no matter what the age, no matter what the circumstance, they will naturally stick together and defend when faced with adversity. A few of the peppermints, who were still playing on the swings, ran over to see what the commotion was. Next thing you know, we have about 14 peppermints standing together, making sure nothing happened to their teammates. It was happening without knowing. They had each other's back, almost instinctively. Peppermint began to form stunt groups, and they were going to show the boys what they could do. The stunt group put Carter up in a teddy bear, and they started to tumble to the routine they were assembling. As a few of the parents started to stroll over to make sure the confrontation did not get ugly, the two boys stated, "Wow, that is not bad, but can you do this?" The boy, who could not have been more than 7 or 8 years old, started running and threw a round-off triple back handspring with a layout over the other little boy. The parents stood and watched in amazement, watching the entire thing. It was impressive to watch the peppermints bond together and make sure they had each other's back. It was also cool to see them congratulate the little boy and tell him that his tumbling was awesome. They ended up having a mutual respect for each other, which was refreshing to see. As a parent, the most important thing for me was to watch the team support the little boy. This respect the Mints showed the young man would help define their success and would also show up in the Stingrays gym in a big way as they supported other Stingray teams throughout the year. This was the birth of a squad we would know as Minnie Mints and Mickey for the rest of the year. 21 girls and of course Beecher, who posed as Mickey. The team was bonding together, and it would only get better from here. One of the most anticipated times of the year is when teams receive their music. In All-Star Cheer, the music your team receives will forever define your season. It's an anthem. For parents, it is a love-hate relationship. It means a 2 minute and 30 second song on endless repeat for about 7 months of the year. The coaches help assemble the music, and it's synchronized via count sheets to the routine. The first few times I listened to the music, I noticed a part of the music that seemed interesting to me. In the first 30 seconds of the music, there was 5 sequential snaps or popping sounds effects to the music. I listened to it numerous times, and then I put 2 and 2 together and figured it out. Coach Ashley was going to set Stunt of Death to the music. It was genius. That night at practice, sure enough, Peppermint started to piece it together and practice it. At first, it was not pretty. It took a lot to get everyone positioned properly, and the music was fast. There was no margin for error. After many attempts, it started to come together. There were many falls and stumbles, but that is to be expected. Over the course of a few weeks, unfortunately, we lost a few peppermints for various reasons. This took our team from 22 mints down to 18. Losing a few team members is unfortunate, but many times it cannot be avoided. With this change, the team went from 5 stunt groups to 4. Being the resilient team that they are, the peppermints just keep chugging along to perfect their routine. After a few weeks, the rest of the routine was complete. The dance, the pyramid, the stunt sequence, and the music all came together for something special. It was rough, but I could see what Coach Ashley was shooting for, and if they could get this routine perfect, they were going to go a long way. Towards the end of summer, the excitement started to build as you could see the routine come together. During the Stunt of Death, there were not as many face plants. The technique was getting stronger, and the team was building confidence in their ability. Peppermint began to run through the routine and began to go full out as everything started to come together. They were a few months away from the Jams, which was the Stingrays' first full exhibition of the season. They had a long way to go to perfection, but the routine was really coming together. The deadline for Jams helped, as the intensity level created a sense of urgency to work together as a team. Peppermint wanted to be perfect for the Jams. To say that this group of mints was competitive would be putting it lightly. Peppermint wanted to steal the show in everything they did. It was fun to watch as a parent. You could see the confidence in each other build. They fed off each other, and that helped with every full out. Unfortunately, The team suffered a setback as one of our star flyers broke her hand in a freak tumbling accident. It was a scary moment for all of us because the break was not a normal break. At that moment, reality sets in and the routine is not very important anymore. When someone gets hurt like that, it becomes very real. She had a spiral fracture in her hand that many thought may require surgery. As a parent, it scares the life out of you. It is your worst nightmare. No one wants to see a child with a serious injury. Luckily, after a few second opinions, she was going to be okay. What was more impressive is that the injured mint never missed a practice. Even with the broken hand, she watched intently during each practice and continued to learn with the team. The perseverance and dedication from her was a huge life lesson, and it went a long way with the team. The team was also very thankful for Lexi, who filled in for the mint during the injury. A few weeks away from the jams, Peppermint began to go full out on a regular basis. The intensity level was ramped up on all the teams in the gym. In the parent viewing area, when full out start, the parents stop what they are doing, huddle to watch the teams as they perform. I will never forget the first time Peppermint went full out in front of a full group of parents from the other teams. One of the most important traits of stingrays is that they always support each other. There is always healthy competition, but at the end of the day, everyone has each other's back. As Peppermint assembled to go full out in front of the senior medium five team, Peach, they all sat down on the side of the mat to watch the incredible Peach Rays go full out. To set the stage here, it is typically not normal for a mini team to go full out with a senior team. It happens occasionally, but it is not the norm. As Peach started to walk out on the mat, there was a roaring cheer coming from the mats. So much that many of the parents started walking over in the parents' viewing area to see what was going on. You see, normally you will hear a typical polite applause and encouragement when a team went out on the mat. This was different. Peppermint practiced alongside Peach for the better part of the summer, and they admired what they were working on. Peach was working on their own magical routine, and both of the teams knew it. While both teams practiced through it all, there were smiles that lit up the gym on both teams. Peppermint had a respect for Peach, and it was showing through. As Peach began the routine, it was extremely impressive. The senior level 5 team gracefully flew through the air with flawless stunts and impeccable tumbling. The parent viewing area was electric, as clearly there was something special going on with Peach as well. Towards the second half of the routine, all of a sudden, everyone heard a resounding yell from a group on the mat. The mints roared the now iconic, "I got 99 problems, but a Peach ain't one" verse. We looked down, and sure enough, it was Peppermint screaming one of the voiceovers from the Peach music. It was impressive because the music for Peach had only been out a few days, but the mints listened to it and latched onto it from the start. Peach was already hitting their routine. After Peppermint began screaming for them, they kicked it up another notch. As Peach started into the dance sequence they were working on, the entire gym was ignited. Peach hit, and the mints went ecstatic for them. As Peach left the mat, you could tell a special bond had just formed. Many of the girls on Peach gave a few hugs to the mints as they headed on the mat to follow up what Peach just did. It was not normal to see two teams bond with the age gap that existed. It was really special to witness. The relationship between the two teams would blossom as the year went on. As Peppermint took the mats, they were beaming with confidence, and they wanted to show all the big kids what they could do just as well. As the music blared, the team started with their opening. So far, so good. Everyone hit their tumbling, and things were going well. As they started into the next sequence, everyone held their breath. It was coming. The team put the flyers up perfectly, and then a large collective gasp erupted, coupled with a few "Oh my gods." It was the first time the Peach parents saw the stunt of death set to music. It worked, and oh man, did it work. The rest of the routine went extremely well. There were a few things to clean up, but overall it looked incredible. That was exciting in itself. What was even more exciting was the buzz from the routine after they were done. All of the parents were blown away by the peppermint routine. The team was bouncing with pride, as all the hard work from the spring and summer were starting to pay off. What was even more exciting to them is that the peach rays were so excited for them as well. The parents could not stop talking about the routine or the stunt of death. The stunt takes unsuspecting viewers by surprise. As fans of All-Star Cheer, as an observer of routines, you are trained to look for sudden falls and quick movements. To the trained eye, once you see someone fall quickly, it normally means a stunt fall, bobble, or a deduction. What made the stunt of death so special is that it caught everyone by surprise. At first glance, it looked like everyone was falling. But once the stunt was over, you realized it was choreographed and aligned perfectly with the music. Out of pure coincidence, Peach had a similar signature stunt. It was only fitting that both teams shared this unique identity. With the jams coming closer, the intensity level of practices increased. The number of full-outs leveled up, along with the expectations of the team. The routine looked very sharp, and the confidence was increasing within the group. The Mini-Mints and Mickey, as they were called, were really starting to come together. The talk around the gym was very flattering. Many of the parents outside Peppermint noticed how well the team was executing their routine in the early stages of the year. What was even more exciting to see is that the team was really coming together as friends. The week of the jams was upon us, and the electricity was in the air. The last week of practice entailed numerous full outs and full out parties. The jams is an exhibition, but it serves multiple purposes to Stingrays. It is a way to ramp up the intensity level for the new team members to simulate the pressures of the competition season. It's a great dry run for each of the teams to see how they will react to the larger audience and to the spotlight. It was a long summer, and it was exciting to see the teams finally hit the floor. As Peppermint's performance time inched closer, my heart began to thump. Although my daughter is on the team, being the team dad, I internally adopted all the Peppermints. Each one of the kids had a special place in my heart. After watching all the trials and tribulations over the summer, from illness to injury, overcoming challenges within the team, and watching individual victories in their tumbling and watching them grow as people, I really wanted them to do well. Coach Ashley gave them a big challenge in this routine, and they responded. My younger daughter performed on the Grape Rays a few minutes before, and they did incredibly well. That helped my nerves a little, but not much. As they announced Peppermint was on deck, my palms began to sweat, and I began to breathe heavily. My wife noticed I was a bit nervous and chuckled at me. I was eager to find out how the crowd would respond to the stunt of death. I wanted Peppermint to hit perfectly, as they had in practices. As Peppermint ran onto the mat, they looked extremely confident and ready to go. As the music began, they executed the opening perfectly. Next, the transition to Stunt of Death. As each of the flyers were in position for their drop, the first flyer dropped, and then the second, third, etc. The large gasp from the crowd said it all. Many of the parents grabbed their mouths and chuckled, as they were all taken aback and shocked at how the stunt was executed. The rest of the routine finished into the dance, and the Peppermints got a huge round of applause as they finished their routine. They had a few things to work on collectively. I would not call it the performance a hit, but the foundation was there. Now it was time to clean everything up for the start of competition season. Hey everybody, that concludes Chapter 4. Thanks for listening. I hope you don't mind. This particular chapter went a little bit long. As some of the chapters progress throughout the book, some are longer than others. So I know I promised to keep them around 10 minutes. I think this recording was closer to 20. But, you know, hopefully you don't mind. Please feel free to send any feedback you have. Also, we are now live on iTunes. So if you could do me a huge favor and take a minute and rank the podcast, that would be a huge help to us. And I look forward to future chapters coming soon. As I mentioned, next time is chapter 5, which is the first competition, which is a really exciting chapter because it's something we never dreamed of happening that did. So look forward to getting into that with you guys, and I hope you enjoy it. See you soon.
Welcome to Mintland.
The greatest place on earth has blooming green turf. It's always a magical day when you're Mintland.